This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are on this Friday, the 28th day of September 2018, 39 days out from this incredibly historic critical election. And you have seen the hysteria, the deception, the lies, the leaking, the fraud, the doxing, all of it from the Democrats on display with Kavanaugh. And here's the big breaking news. As of last night with Town Hall and as of today with Reuters, and Politico and others, they're having to admit it right now. The Republicans have the votes in the U.S. Senate to seat Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. But it's very, very important for people to understand that they are only trying to pile more garbage on and intensify the crises, and that no one's ever going to get confirmed after this if we put up with this type of destruction of due process, this destruction of innocent until proven guilty. If you go back and look at previous confirmation votes by Republicans for Democrat members of the Supreme Court, you're talking 70, 80, 90% of the Republicans voting to confirm. And it's the Democrats going back to Robert Bork, always trying to obstruct and block. But now they're voting 100% along party lines against Kavanaugh. They've said they are. And it's disgusting, their double standards. You have Bill Clinton and others involved in real sex crimes, pedophilia, raping, you name it. I mean, we're talking about Lolita Express aircraft. We're talking about little girls. We're talking about rape islands. And then, oh my gosh, 36 years ago, Brett Kavanaugh is this big, giant, evil demon. Brett Kavanaugh is the worst person on earth. Somebody fell on a bed 36 years ago, but then you can't even prove it. And all the witnesses say what is being said isn't true. And it turns out that Sheila Jackson Lee was handing stationery to the lawyer, the deep state lawyer for Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, who is also the lawyer for the deep state heads of the FBI, deputy head of the FBI, like Andy McCabe. Turns out that's not a payoff. They say it was stationary. I'm sure it's true. What about the $750,000 and counting that she's raised on just two different crowdfunding situations? Which, okay, great. But you go and you make this unsubstantiated claim. She'll probably raise $2, $3 million by the time this is all over. But they won't even let InfoWars on any of the Patreon or the Kickstarter or any of it, or really any other conservatives for that matter. This is the racketeering we've seen. Just like it's come out, the Justice Department and the IRS is still targeting Christians and conservatives for harassment. And the latest Project Veritas undercover video is them talking about at the IRS how they persecute Christians and conservatives and Trump supporters. This is an outrageous group of people hell-bent on bullying and dominating. This is gang warfare. They are the individuals that have hijacked the institutions and are run up the flags of piracy against us. So when we come back, Lindsey Graham, I've had big problems with because he's a creature of John McCain, but he's gotten so much better since McCain made the jump into hyperspace or Hades, you take your pick. And he was on fire yesterday. He's been the strongest so far. Ted Cruz just finished speaking. We're going to have that for you on the other side. David Knight's going to be joining us. We're going to have Roger Stone coming up later. We're going to obviously have Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me. And then, of course, Nick Begich will be on during the fourth hour. Always loved Nick Begich. But if the vote's going on then, so we're not sure what's going to happen today, we may have to preempt that because we're going to have coverage of this. You can tune in to these local stations. You can tune in to InfoWars.com, and you're going to get Kavanaugh coverage. and going to get coverage of the Chi-Coms trying to start a war in the South China Sea, and you're going to get it all. Now, whatever you do, remember, the scumbags are trying to shut us down and are waging war on InfoWars, so it's an act of defiance and pure Americana in defense of liberty when you spread NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide with 39 days out from the midterms. Right now, it could change. The Republicans have the votes to confirm Kavanaugh. The Democrats are never going to let him get confirmed if they wait any longer. They'll have 100 more women, 500 women, 1,000 women. They'll have sports stadiums with 100,000 all saying that he blew their brains out. I mean, it'll just be insane. They try to get Barrett in. They'll say she wears cat lady outfits and rapes women with bull whips and is a vampire. I mean, they're not going to stop, ladies and gentlemen. They are using the IRS to still persecute Christians and conservatives. Project Veritas got undercover video of that. They are doxing members of Congress and their families right now. And you can do a search on Wikipedia to see where it was updated from. They are doxing members of the Senate who are pro-Kavanaugh and their families, their wives, their homes, their phone numbers, their addresses from the House of Representatives. So inside the other side of the Capitol building, insiders are there doxing people. This is what terrorism is. They are terrorizing everyone. They are bullying everyone. They're saying go out in public, and if they're associated with Trump, don't let them eat in restaurants. Don't let them go to the mall. You get in their face in a mob, and you run their ass out of there. The Democratic Party is a sellout party to the communist Chinese and others. Their religion is hating America and hating unborn. They are a legion of evil. They are conscious, lying criminals. They have radicalized the party, ladies and gentlemen. Because fish rot from the head down. Last night I watched a two-hour documentary about Stalin, and I already knew about it, but just to watch it and see it, how evil the communists were and how much they enjoyed hurting poor Christians and stealing their land and their property and murdering them, and just how much they enjoyed it because they hated God. And Stalin said, I serve Lucifer. I worship the devil. And people always said, oh, he's just joking. And he said, no, I believe in God. I believe in the devil, and he's given me power, and I'm going to kill people. And V.I. Lenin was a devil worshiper as well. So you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that these people mean business, and they hate you and your family. And communists in this country went and set up V.I. Lenin and Stalin. That was leftist creation out of America. And they want to do that to you and your family. Make no mistake. Their religion is literally raping your wife and children in front of you and then working you to death and then shooting you in the back of the head. That's where Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Michael Moore and George Soros want to take you. Look at Antifa beating up women and children. It's who They are. They have a hunger for your life. They want to dominate you. Now, here's the incredible news. And there's so much of it. Bombshell. Senate prosecutor says, she briefed the senators last night, she wouldn't charge Kavanaugh or even pursue a search warrant. She said it's totally incredible. There's no witnesses. None of the story adds up. The whole thing's disintegrated. And that she wouldn't even get near a court with this. Continuing, with support for key GOP senator, Judiciary Committee sets favorable vote for Kavanaugh, NBC News. And they're set to vote sometime later today. That is, of course, now getting more and more of the key holdover Republicans to say they're getting on board, like Jeff Flake, Republican Arizona. So maybe he can redeem himself. Tears and raw fury, Kavanaugh hearing. Makes for riveting television. We're going to play some of the highlights. I thought he was very credible. Emotional Kavanaugh decries circus and maintains innocence as Ford testifies, he sexually assaulted me. Men are trash versus I stand with Brett. Wild scene at the Capitol for Kavanaugh drama. That is Politico. We'll get to those videos. And so much more. Senator Bob Corker to vote yes on Kavanaugh. Nothing corroborates the allegations. You see what's happening? Lindsey Graham is chased down the hall, screamed at, yelled at, frothed at, like these women want to kill him. No one's calling for him to be arrested or thrown out. I'm not either. But I talked one-tenth as aggressively to CNN reporters and Marco Rubio, and mainstream media said I should be taken off the air everywhere and I should be banned from the Capitol because I dare walk up and ask a few tough questions. Again, just shows how these people are out of control. And as I mentioned, Republican senators doxed by someone in House shortly after questioning Kavanaugh. It's all coming up. But first, let's go to Senator Cruz just minutes ago. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're living in a divided time. This country is divided right down the middle. There is an enormous amount of anger. There's rage. There's hatred. We see demonstrators screaming at each other, reflecting that rage, reflecting that anger. And I know there are a great many Americans who wish we could and believe we can get back to an environment where we treat each other with civility and decency. Get back to an environment where, yes, we have policy disagreements. We disagree on what the right legislation is to pass. And we even have vigorous debates about what the right policy is. But we do so in a context that respects each other, that doesn't demean the humanity of each other, that doesn't attack the character and drag people through the mud. The politics of personal destruction that we have seen on display in recent days is Washington, D.C. at its very ugliest. And all of us should remember that we're talking about real human beings here. These aren't pawns on a chessboard. These are real people. Dr. Ford has been through hell. The last 2 weeks, I have no doubt, have been extraordinarily painful for her family. The testimony she gave yesterday was powerful.
And the millions of dollars she's raising, yeah, it's terrible.
Was clearly heart-wrenching. Was clear she was hurting and hurting mightily. Having her name made public against her wishes and dragged through the mud was a hurtful thing to do.
Yeah, that's what her and Feinstein say. And everything she says turned out to not be true, though.
He, too, has been dragged through the mud for the last 2 weeks in a way that has no precedent. In our polarized society we live in today, it's almost tribalized. Where half of us wear one team's jersey, the other half wear the other team's jersey. And everything we see through the lens of our jersey.
So it's trying to be presidential here.
If across the country, a significant percentage of those on the Democratic side of the aisle saw yesterday's testimony and concluded he must be guilty. And it would not surprise me if a very significant percentage of those on the Republican side of the aisle saw yesterday's testimony, the same testimony, and concluded he must be innocent.
Folks, the New York Times apologized for saying that you find her credible. That's what you always ask about a trial or a hearing. You can't even question now. This country is crippled with political correctness.
And the many that
she's a political Democrat operative whose story
is
phony.
His family.
About who her witnesses say that didn't happen.
Like
she doesn't remember how she got there, but she remembers all the specifics.
I don't think it is.
Which turned out to not be true.
Judge Kavanaugh has two young daughters, a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old. For the rest of their lives, their daughters will go to school, will interact with people, many of whom are convinced their father is a rapist. I want you to think of the effect that has when those are the allegations.
We're going to come back. Oh, and notice, she thought she was going to die, too. 10 seconds rolling around in a bed 36 years ago, and the witnesses say it didn't happen, and now it's rape. Next, it'll be murder. Next, it'll be...
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the seasoned prosecutor that came in and grilled Kavanaugh and Ford said that she would not charge Kavanaugh or even pursue a search warrant, that none of Ford's story added up, none of it was corroborated, everyone she said were witnesses said the opposite. 36 years old allegation that only came up now, that was held to the 11th hour, then the witnesses say none of what's being said is accurate. The woman is a political operative, burrowed into the Democratic Party, giving 70-plus donations just the last few years to Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. Dianne Feinstein's involved in the whole middle of it. Feinstein says she didn't leak it to the press. She's been caught lying. And we're just supposed to go, oh, you poor victim, when even police will tell you. In criminology, and it's getting worse and worse, that half of sex assault claims are fake. Every time you hear about a white woman grabbed by four black guys and raped, and then, you know, a cracker scrawled on her back, cut on her back. Turns out that was a fake case. A black woman said four KKK guys, these were both Texas cases, grabbed her and did the same thing. It was fake. How many of the dorms have had swastikas put on them or burning crosses, and in every case, it's turned out that it was the students doing for themselves to get attention? The Air Force Academy this year, with the head of the Air Force chewing out everybody and saying, whites are bad, and calling the Air Force together, including not just the cadets but the officers, and saying, this is disgusting. And then nothing was said, but it turned out that a black student put it on the vending machine. I've written articles. Breitbart's got articles. There's hundreds of cases of Democrats staging things and lying about it. It doesn't mean every case is fake. Doesn't mean that Ford might not have been assaulted by somebody, because she comes off as kind of out of it. Doesn't remember how she got there, or who got her, but remembers the furniture and everything else and every detail, but doesn't have any witnesses. I mean, maybe somebody else assaulted her. There's two men that said there was a party like that, and the girl looked like her, and they didn't rape her, but they got drunk and fell on her and grabbed on her, and they shouldn't have. Maybe it's her. That's got more credibility. At least she's got some witnesses now. See? But with this whole history of Democrats' specialty being blaming their political enemies for things they haven't done, you've got a right and a duty to not buy into this stuff, especially when she doesn't have any witnesses. But going back, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what's most critical about the whole thing, is that we have due process, innocent until proven guilty, and because there weren't any of these claims until now, and there's statute of limitations, they have to be looked at as a political dirty trick, which, of course, you know, in the main, that's what the Democrats are doing. There's no debate about it. Everybody's common sense knows it. History shows it. And it lets you know that the Democrats are now going to go below the belt for eternity. The Republicans have the votes now. They're reporting to confirm Kavanaugh. Confirm him or be cucks forever. And just entertain this type of crud. Remember Trump had been in office a month, and somebody in New Jersey was throwing paint on synagogues and putting swastikas on them, and somebody was tumping over Jewish tombstones. Trump talked to law enforcement. They already had leads on who it was. He said, I think it's probably staged by somebody to blame Republicans. Because that's what was happening. And sure enough, they busted a leftist Jewish activist man who then pled guilty to it. But Trump had to do his first emergency State of the Union on that subject to say, I'm not anti-Semitic, and I don't support turning over tombstones and throwing paint on synagogues. Okay? I mean, imagine a country where somebody's tumping over some tombstones, and then the president has to have a special emergency meeting in Congress to say he's not involved. That's how insane this has gotten. I should make a documentary just about the left and all the stuff they've been caught staging. And then we question, well, was this stage? Was that stage? Sometimes there's a real mass shooting. Sometimes things do happen. But when you've got the Democrats famous, I mean, they said that I said nobody died at Parkland. I never said that. See, they even flip and lie on that front. It's just anyone that's engaged with Democrats knows they are the worst group of people you've ever heard of or ever seen. We're going to David Knight in the next segment. I wanted to get to more of this clip with Cruz, and then I'll play a Lindsey Graham clip once David's on with us. But we're going to be here live covering this all day on the radio and on TV and at InfoWars.com. Understand this. I tend to be somewhat stoic about attacks. People call me and they ask me, how are you handling being attacked and demonized and lied about everywhere? I mean, it's just horrible. My wife was playing tennis with friends that she's played tennis with for 10 years. And both people she plays tennis with is like, man, they make your husband look really bad on these Sandy Hook pieces that are on every day. And they also say, you know, he's a racist. And we know that's not true. How are you holding up? We're like, listen, she said, we're fighting a corrupt system that's trying to destroy everybody. So we just know it's not true. We just move forward. You can't live under this terrorism and under this deception of mainstream media and the twisting and deception. You have to stand against it. And Kanye West, who I know was a listener because I've talked to some of his folks, and I'll leave it at that, and talked to people that are friends with him, and I did know that he was close to coming on the show when I put that out on Twitter months ago. He was talking to his folks about it happening, and then they, for some reason, got cold feet and it didn't transpire. I was talking about Candace Owens and all the rest of it. But yesterday in a speech, and it's been in a bunch of different newspapers, he said, Alex Jones and Donald Trump are Matrix breakers. And he also tried to bring people together wearing a Kaepernick shirt and a Make America Great Again hat. And his point is, people have a right to exercise free speech, period. Stop demonizing folks that do it. But Kanye West understands that the First Amendment is under attack. And I know he's making some big, bold moves for real independent media that he's going to be launching very, very soon. I'll leave it at that, to counter the system. So if the globalists think they're going to shut me up or Donald Trump up, I mean, Kanye West is rolling out, reportedly, he wants to make more than 20 films a year, hundreds of documentaries, and news clips and everything just to counter this whole system and to try to bring in a new renaissance. Well, that's right down my alley, and I know that's down your alley. So thank God Kanye West is so awake and so alive, and he's a real enemy of the globalists. We appreciate his support. And standing in defiance against their attempts to destroy my name. So thank you. He's a real maverick. That said, if you don't financially support us, we'll be destroyed. They've taken PayPal. Right now they're trying to take our other payment processors. We get calls from them. They're doing a lot of really bad stuff behind the scenes. We're going to be able to deal with it. But I got to tell you, you order, your payment process goes right through. We ship within days. A lot of times the same day. But if you want to make sure you can get products, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, you need to order them right now, because we may go into a time here in about a week where we don't have a payment processor. It'll be celebrated all over the media. Look, his store is shut down. He can't buy and sell. Yay, it's what Stalin did to the poor kulaks. I mean, this is bona fide as bad as it gets. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, a bunch of big specials at the end this weekend. InfoWarsStore.com, get your Brain Force, get your X2, get your Survival Shield, get it all. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Booker? Well, so do I.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I was back in the break room getting myself a glass of ice water and listened about a minute of Cory Booker going, I am just disgusted that anyone claimed this is partisan. Why, we just love women, and Dr. Ford is just a wonderful person. She's not political at all. And he's so disingenuous. I mean, if I walked on a used car lot and that guy walked up and talked like that, I wouldn't walk. I would sprint. I would vault over the cars like I was in the Olympics and just, I mean, it'd be like the Roadrunner running from Coyote. And he's been intimately involved in cooking all this up. He's such a liar. I mean, these people are just scum. They have no chivalry, no nothing. And America's waking up to this. The Democrats are amazing. Let's finish up a little bit of Cruz, where he makes the point that they're acting like Kavanaugh is a rapist, even if this was true, which none of the witnesses say it is. Wow, that's important. 36 years old, and none of the witnesses say it happened. And she remembers nothing corroborating it, just the specifics that 100% in the house, sparsely furnished, upstairs, in the room. They did it. It's him. It's him. 100%. And think about that. Now becomes rape. Well, that's what the feminists teach. All sex is rape. No, what's rape is telling your three-year-old they're really a girl, they're a boy, and then priming them and tricking them into saying they're going to be another gender so you can depopulate the earth. That's child abuse. Child abuse is putting boys with girls in the Boy Scouts and handing out condoms at the World Boy Scout Convention so that there can be open pedophilia with adults in a giant child molestation gangbang. That's what it was. They've taken your kids. You've had nurses on where in the preemie wards when they give them the vaccines, they have to get the respirators ready because they order them to give the vaccines. The bioethics board does. They give them the shots, and a lot of the kids die right there. They stop breathing. They got to be brought back to life. And the inserts says it can kill you and don't give it to a preemie. But the bioethics do, see. Oh, but they care so much about the children. So here's a clip of Ted Cruz. Then we're going to David Knight, who did a great job this morning breaking all this down. He has a big analysis set for us with this a little bit in the next hour. The Noam Schoyer is coming in with continual coverage here. And they say he's got the votes right now, so need to move now. Or he set the precedent for these lynch mobs to see it's a lynch mob. Statute of limitations. None of the witnesses say it happened. Does it matter? Because it's a high-tech lynch mob. Just like Terrence Thomas said, this is a high-tech lynch mob. This is a high-tech lynch mob of Kavanaugh. But they learned, we're not just have one woman say it. We'll have a whole bunch say it. Doesn't matter the stories all fall apart. Doesn't matter. Because they're all going to raise millions of dollars in their GoFundMe accounts. But there's no motive. Just be a superstar leftist Hillaryite and get $1 million. Wow. Maybe I remember something about Kavanaugh did to me. I'm going to admit it. Kavanaugh raped me. Oh, you're making light of rape. No, the Democrats funded the Arab Spring that killed millions of people and hundreds of thousands of women and children into sex slavery. And now Libya and other areas sell women in sex slavery. That's real. And you don't care about that. Hollywood is there to exploit women. Let's go to Ted Cruz.
I want you to think of the effect that has when those are the allegations. That's where it starts. Not, I disagree with your jurisprudence. Not, I think you're wrong in how you interpret the Constitution. But you are, I mean, and look, let's be clear. He has been accused of, among other things, participating in repeatedly drugging and gang raping women to take some of the more sensational, I think, ludicrous claims that have been aired. These little girls are going to have classmates of theirs repeat those charges to them. Some of the most poignant testimony yesterday is when Judge Kavanaugh described how he's taught law at Harvard Law School for over a decade. And he said he may never get to teach law again. And that's entirely possible. That's entirely possible, even if Judge Kavanaugh is confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court as a sitting justice in our polarized world. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Law School. I think it is entirely possible those on the left would say we don't want someone we believe is a rapist ever teaching again. He also talked about how much he has loved coaching girls basketball, coaching his daughters in basketball. And he mentioned he may never coach again. That's a very real possible consequence of the mudslinging and irresponsible behavior of the last 2 weeks. It may well be in this tribalized, partisan, divided world that the parents of the other girls say, no, we don't want him as a coach anymore.
That's right. Let's stop right there. And that's, we got more of this later. I want to go to David. That's where this is going. They want it to go there. And Republicans and Christians, we don't act like this. We'd say, you should have reported it, or we should have heard about it, or there should be other cases of him doing this. And if your witness is checked out, we'd say, okay, maybe withdraw him. They don't check out. And then you're a big political operative, but you say you're not political. And then Feinstein gets caught leaking, and you guys put out this whole story. But then the Christian family prays for Ford, and the rest of them says, we have no ill will. Well, you know, I'm a Christian, but I'm not that Christian. I'll just be honest with you. I've been lied about by these people. I've experienced whole cloth BS, and I'm fed up with it. They will lie to get power, and they will twist, and they will edit, and they will deceive, and they will do anything. And they take our kindness for weakness. We'll know more. Can you imagine if anybody who's prominent, if somebody can just say 36 years ago, you did this to me, and then your life's ruined, that's guilty, and you don't get to prove your innocence. It's worse than guilty until proven innocent. It's guilty, period. If the mainstream media decides to say they think it's credible with no evidence, but oh, when it's real, when it's pedophile aircraft and true evil, and Bill Clinton and the Arab Spring and sexualizing children and all the rest of it, then it's okay. David Knight joins us. Powerful Lindsey Graham clip coming up next. David, I know you've been watching this whole morning. The Republicans think they have the votes. Where do you think this is going? I mean, this is just, it does show the political warfare is heated up, but they're the ones that have heated up the political warfare.
Well, you know, Alex, yesterday when I was on with you, we had the breaking story from the New York Times opinion desk. They had tweeted out, do you believe her or whatever? And they had to take it down because they said that was abusive. And we've seen that same type of attitude from the Republicans as well. They have absolutely no backbone to confront her with the evidence. You know, everybody says, oh, got to believe women, got to believe survivors. It's like, no, you can hear them. You need to hear them, but you need to believe in due process. And you need to say, well, I want to hear what you have to say, but let's see some proof of this, because these are very serious allegations. We also hear from them, well, the allegations are so serious that they need to be believed. No, a murder allegation is serious, but that means that the person needs even more due process, a fair hearing, a presumption of innocence. And so we see all this.
Yeah, so how is it insensitive to say, do you believe her? They had polls about, do you believe Kavanaugh? And they call them all sorts of names. Yeah, again, it's new idea where, like, the whole country's a giant PR firm, and we don't even have a First Amendment anymore. I mean, this is so dangerous.
Well, I think what is amazing is I kind of expected that from the New York Times because they want to pander to the left. But we see that the Republicans, Alex, you know, we broke that yearbook stuff last week. And the Republicans were afraid to use that. They said that's a minefield given the Me Too movement. They've got it. They've got congressional staffers saying, oh, she doesn't come across as being very credible because of the context of what was going on in all of those high schools in that area, how they were all bragging about this very kind of behavior. But they were afraid to use that because it would be looking like they were bullying. And that's what Kamala Harris said. Said you confront her with evidence, you ask her for details, you're bullying her.
Yeah, they wouldn't even show her as a party animal in the high school annual. We'll be right back to ask the question, will he get confirmed? I say yes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to get to this Lindsey Graham piece, and I'm going to ask David Knight the question, host of the broadcast that he does, the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., that comes on every weekday right before I go live. I believe Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed right now, unless the Democrats roll a truck bomb in there or shoot somebody or, you know, have 50 women show up and slit their wrist or something. I mean, they're going for broke, but what are they going to do next after he does get confirmed? I mean, I think it's clear that if they don't win the midterms, they're going to burn down half the country. I mean, they are just working themselves into this frenzy. It lets you know they believed they were about to have their true revolution with Hillary, their real dominion. They'd said that. The censorship, everything. So what you see is an extension of what was already being planned, just not as bad. We'll talk to David in a moment. Again, please don't forget, there's a big national campaign to take us off the air funded by George Soros, the Democrats. So they put out disinfo, smears, lies, and when that doesn't work to shut us down, and when deplatforming us off of 90-plus systems doesn't work, they go, oh, get PayPal to dump you, saying you're hate. But PayPal works with World Star Hip Hop that literally has snuff films, people killing people on there. This is the lawlessness. This is the thuggery. This is the evil. And now they're going after other payment processors. So when I say, if you want to get products at InfoWarsStore.com, we need you more than ever to absolutely fill our war chest, and we make it easy. It's a donation when you get products. You get a great product at a great price, and you fund our operation. 40% off Brainforce is the new special. 40% off Secret 12, amazing products. 40% off Biotrue Selenium. It is the last run of X2. It's the deep earth, super clean crystal, purest form of iodine you can find anywhere. Very hard to get, and the contract is now verboten. That's now broken. Super Mel Vitality, excellent as well, cold pressed. Very hard to get, very hard to source, very expensive for us to make. And this is the last run of that. So a lot of things going on. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Stock up on your X2. Stock up on your Brainforce. Get a air filtration system. We have the very best prices. The ElectroPure Breeze. The ProPure water filter systems. Blow away the competition. So does ElectroPure. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for standing with us over the years, but now is the real crunch time. This is the time where I need you to go in, buy the product, sign up for AutoShip, and just support the transmission, because without you, they're going to win. David, I want to go to this Lindsey Graham clip, but just other points you'd like to make. Something you have a lot of notes and key points. A, and then B, do you agree with me that he's going to get confirmed today, or at least it's going to go out of the committee? I guess it's then going to go to the full vote. It's going to be a circus in the next week. My gosh, I hadn't thought about that. And what are they going to pull in the meantime to try to derail this? Because currently they've got the votes. Well, they need to accelerate this through.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to confirm him or not. I mean, that's something that the whips are going to be taking a look at. And, of course, there's this constant back and forth, this war that's being fought in the media. And, the problem, Alex, I think this is really what got to Lindsey Graham, is the fact that the Democrats didn't win, but they don't care because they're going to throw all the rules out. They're not going to go by the election. And we had an election. Trump gets to pick who the Supreme Court nominee is. I wish he'd pick somebody else. But we're not even talking about the issues here. Now it's become an up or down referendum on whether or not he's innocent. And I think that after what we saw yesterday, I think he is innocent. But it's kind of interesting to me to see the way that this is pushing from the media, the way the entertainment industry is pushing on this. They're attacking him because he was angry about how his reputation had been destroyed. And I look at this, and I had obviously the exact opposite take on this. I looked at it, and I saw that she wasn't traumatized. She wasn't upset about this. And here we are. We're supposed to believe that she's still, all these 35 years later, she's got to have multiple doors to her house. She can't fly and so forth. And yet we find that she's going multiple trips to Tahiti, to Hawaii, and so forth. And she didn't seem to be perturbed at all. And yet when he gets upset and angry about this, he's attacked by the Hollywood left. He's attacked by these court jesters of the Democrat Party, like Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel, complaining about the fact that he got angry defending his honor. And then you've got Mia Farrow, of all people, coming out and saying, apart from all the rest, a person prone to melting down probably shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. And I retweeted that. And I said, well, maybe somebody who isn't sure who the father of her son is and whose husband married her daughter ought to shut up about sexual assaults, because this is the state of Hollywood and this is the hypocrisy.
David, you're absolutely right. We've got some big breaking news. Michael Savage has tweeted out at Savage Nation, we're posting at InfoWars.com, is Dr. Ford deeply tied to the CIA? Is Dr. Ford deeply tied to the CIA? Who is Dr. Ford? Well, besides being a professor at the off-brand university, she also works as a major university down the street from Palo Alto. She just so happens to be the head up the CIA. She just so happens to head up the CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University.
The Google people, she said, were interns there. Now they're CIA, or
yes, Christine Blasey's brother Ralph III used to work for the international law firm of Baker Hostetler. The firm created Fusion GPS, the company who wrote the Russian dossier. They later admitted it was only a collection of field interviews. Baker Hostetler is located in the same building where the CIA operates in Washington, D.C. Three companies called Redcoats, Inc., Admiral Security Services, and DataWatch. They are all operated by Ralph Blassie II. He is the father of Christine and Ralph III. Christine and Ralph III's grandfather was Nicholas Deke. Former CIA Director William Casey's acknowledged Deke's decades of service to the CIA. So this is a whole, like I said, leftist stay-behind networks in the CIA infesting the Republican Party as well, David Knight.
Wow, she's got a CIA genealogy, and they proudly refer to themselves as Redcoats. That's how I view them. That's how you view them, isn't it? Redcoats?
Let's play Senator Graham. Well, they've gone too far. All these groups have gone too far. Let's go ahead and, but they are bold. I mean, the activity they engage in is stunning.
That's amazing.
Let's go ahead and play Senator Graham.
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said, oh, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job.
You consider that you've been through a job interview.
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution. Which
would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it. Like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person. The ABA. One thing I can tell you, you should be proud of. Ashley, you should be proud of this. That you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for God.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit.
Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.